Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name?
First name is Todd, last name Cross.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. And I am one of the supervisors over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
12409 Hidden Trade Drive, Clinton, Maryland, 20735.
Thank you. So I looked at the account for the Melody watch and a one-time warranty. An order was created on March 20th for $790. You're saying that you don't recall that order at all, correct?
You said for $790?
Yes, sir. $92. The order was first initially created on March 20th.
$7.92. Oh, okay. Now, I'm
you
not
don't
aware
recall
of any of
that
this,
order?
Man. That's the reason. No, man, that's
okay.
The reason I called y'all, because I'm looking at this charge in my account.
Because the reason why I'm asking that, because it shows that you called in on March 20th and canceled the warranty for $18.95.
A warranty for I called in and canceled the warranty?
Yes, sir. It does show that the client called in. Customer called in.
Okay. That wasn't me, ma'am. I don't know what's going on. That wasn't I.
Okay. So then I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for pending investigation. And that false claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Say that one more time.
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order, sir.
That's fine. That's beautiful. I'm in agreement with you 100%. It makes no. This is not making any sense to me. Why would I call and cancel a warranty on something that I never ordered? So this is not making sense to me. So, and I just so happened to look at my account today, and I see where this was debited yesterday. And I'm not a happy camper right now.
Okay, I understand. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I have completed the claim on my side. What I'll be doing, this claim gets sent over to your police station. So they could verify the IP address on the order, so they could track down who placed the order for the first time. On my side as well, I'll be issuing you a credit of $69.97 and $7.92. Those credits will go back to your card in 5 to 7 business days. Do you have any additional questions for me, sir?
Yes. Do you have a confirmation number for this?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
C as in Charlie, 16126234. Is your email address your first TDD and then your last name at gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, you'll receive an email confirmation as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir. And is there something else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That's it. You have a pleasant morning.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.